In today's episode, we have special guest Dr. Paris Love that's talking to us about all things productivity, how you can use productivity and organization to start your business, why it's important to focus at it at the beginning, and how it can make you successful. I hope you guys are ready because Dr. Love is going in. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Good evening, everybody. This is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. I am so excited to have one of my sister friends here, Dr. Paris Love, with us. We are in episode number 55, and you guys know we doing the doggone thing over here. Yeah, and you guys know I always tell you I only interview rock stars, and Dr. Paris Love is nothing short of a rock star. You guys, she just told me before we got on that she just did an international affair with her business in Greece. Y'all see, people play too much. Boy, they be playing, they play too much. She was in Greece doing some international work, which is so awesome. So we're going to be talking to Dr. Paris Love. She is an expert in organization. I had the opportunity of having some conversation interviewing Dr. Love several years ago. And when I started this podcast, she was definitely one of the people that I wanted to have on the show. And she is here with us. And so for those of you who are listening to us, you have a treat. For those of you who are watching, y'all see how she came hard on me in this fedora hat? She's not, y'all, people try to outdo you. And I'm going to just say for the people that's listening, because this is my podcast, you guys know that I've had some African-American women in here. I've had some Caucasian sisters in here, but it's the Black ladies that be trying to outdo me. Y'all remember, y'all, they'll outdo you. So be careful about these sisters you be asking to come on your stuff, because they'll try to outdo you. But nevertheless, Dr. Love, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Dr. T. I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have you. You flossing in that hat. Y'all gonna make me have to get one and just do what you have to do. Tell me about Greece before we get started. How was that event?
It was amazing. So we spent 12 days. We went to Athens, Santorini, and Crete. It was amazing. And I crossed out so many bucket list items. I got the drive in a foreign country, but the commentary from the back seat and the passengers was interesting.
Oh my goodness. That is so awesome. 12 days. That is, you know what? I believe, and I love how God makes room for our vision and, well, his vision, our dream that he imparts into us to be able to do what we love to do, but in different countries, like everywhere, all around the world. We want our word and our message to get around the world. And what an awesome opportunity to not just, like, this podcast, thankfully, is, you know, going across the world, but I physically want to be there too. So it's so awesome to know that you've been doing this and you're in the uttermost parts of the world. How long have you been doing organization for people? How long has that business been going?
July would be my 21st year in business.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And making it do what it do. That's so awesome. How many times a year do you do international?
So I've done retreats for 10 years. And 4 years ago, we started doing international. So we've been to Dubai twice. I went to Greece last year as like a girls trip. And then this year we did it as a retreat.
Okay. That's so fantastic. And I'm sure that the folks there were just so amazed and so blessed by what it is that you guys did there. So today our topic is how to organize your startup here on She Launches It podcast. And just as a reminder, you guys go to the website, make sure that you're checking out the free stuff that's there, checking out all of the materials that we have, as well as make sure you hit that subscribe button to follow us, because you guys know that's how we grow. And if this is your first time, very, very first time, and you're like, I don't even know you like that yet, Dr. T, I got to wait. Well, then at the end of the show, subscribe. So if that'll make you feel better, then do that. So organization, because I remember you helped me out years ago with organization. And now we're bringing it up again because it is absolutely important for a startup, right? And so because what I have found is that there are so many things to do. You could get overwhelmed very, very easily when starting your business. Are any of your clients ones that are just getting started brand new in business?
Yes, I have a few. And most of them, interesting enough you asked, most of them are military.
Okay. Yeah. And she is ex-military. Thank you for your service. And so, Doc, when people are coming to you in business, what are you finding needs to be organized, like right from the beginning?
Their mind. It's a mindset. Wow. So a lot of times people think it's the stuff, it's the paper, it's the mind, because they're like, ooh, I could do this. Ooh, I could do that. I could do this. And I remember listening to one of your previous podcasts about the shiny object syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, squirrel. Oh, let me go. Squirrel. So you really have, and I tell people, get a notebook and title it ideas. So when those ideas come, just jot them down. Do a brain dump. You can't do everything.
Right.
So do one thing, do that well, do that until the wheels fall off, then move on to the next thing.
Yeah. I think that you're absolutely right. I was telling a friend of mine the other day, you know, as we get older, because I said, I'm past halftime in my life. I am past halftime. And I said, I'm not going to be able to fly. I wanted to fly, learn how to fly a plane when I was a kid. Because, you know, you just make up stuff. I'm not going to be able to do that. And I don't want to spend the time to do it now. So that's off the list, right? And so I like what you're saying, that you just really kind of have to brain dump. And I think, Doc, I want to hear your responses. I think it's harder for people who are intellectually savvy or who has talent in a lot of areas figure that out. I think we are the absolute worst. So how do you help people like that, that you really could do, you could do five different multi-million dollar businesses, right? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to go sit on the couch and lay back and be like, my name is Paris.
Right.
What happened, especially if you're, you know, type A, you have all these talents. And that has always been my question when I started getting a coach. So that's another thing. Get a coach, get a mentor from the start. Do not say, I can't afford it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because they're going to keep you laser focused on what you need to do. But as you, like, we have a lot of things going on. And so we have all these talents. And in our mind, we think, I should do all of them at once. No. So here's a little thing that I do with my clients. Get out index cards and write everything. So I'm just going to use myself as an example. I do organizational work. So one index card would be organization. I do coaching. So another one would be coaching. I do speaking. Whatever that is that you're like, you're really good at, write those on the index card. And you can have someone do this with you, or you can, you know, do it by yourself. Pull out a card and go, you know what? I can't ever do this again. So for instance, for coaching, like, I'm taking that away from you. You can't ever do it again. How do you feel? Mm. If it's something that goes, oh, okay, I'm good. But if it's like, oh my God, like, don't take that away. That's how I feel about organizing. Like, don't take that away. I want to do that. And be really honest with yourself. Because if you have 5 index cards, you can't do that with all of them. Like if somebody said, I'm going to take this away, you can't ever do it again. And you would know it's that gut feeling.
That's good.
You go, oh, yeah. Okay, you could take that away. You should be left with 1, maybe 2, and go, okay, this is the thing that I'm going to do. I'm going to do this until the wheels fall off.
Right.
Not saying that you can't, and that even though I said you can't ever do this again, when this one thing becomes very successful, then look back and go, okay, can I add this in?
Absolutely. How did you come up with that?
So I struggle with that. Because I asked my coaches from, you know, day one, I said, I have all these gifts and talents. I said, I don't want to be, you know, all in myself, but like, I'm the bomb.com.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I incorporate all of them together so that it doesn't look like I'm all over the place and I can kind of be laser focused? Right. And that was an exercise that we did. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. So I use it with my clients. And it's interesting because most of them have a minimum of 5 things that they, oh my God, I have to do this. I can't, you know, this is my thing. And when I start taking it away from them, they're like, oh, okay. And they're left with this one thing that I need that. I want to keep that. I said, right. That's the thing that you do.
That's really good. I might have to incorporate that as well because I really like that. I want to go back to something that you said really quickly. You talked about getting coaching from the beginning. I did a podcast a few weeks ago where the title of it is Should You Hire a Coach? And the premise behind what I was saying was I'm frustrated with myself because I have been taking on clients that are talking the game, but they're not doing anything, which means that they're really not ready for coaching yet, right? And then I said, you have to know, like you should, there are people at the beginning of starting your business that you can hire, but you have to know if they are there to help you with just the beginning, because there's a starting, growing, and scaling are different things. And sometimes gurus are really talking about growing when you're just starting. And if you don't know how to listen for that, right? And so I had been frustrated with myself on that. And so talk a little bit more about how do you seek out that particular support? Because where we started with this organization at the startup, you talked about mindset having to be organized first. And so how do you know the type of coach to get when you're at the beginning, so that you are doing the right things and have the right person?
Right. I start off having mentors. And it's interesting, when you start your business, you may not realize that they're a mentor to you.
Mm.
Like they're pouring into you. And you're like, yeah, okay. You know, start off with someone that's going to mentor you. Someone that's going to be, you know, that friend that tells you, you know what, you got something in your nose. You might want to get that out. You know, get that out of your teeth. Like, you know, why are you doing this? You need that person. You don't need someone to go, yeah, you should do that. Yeah, do all the 50 things. No.
Right.
And then as you start to get a coach, you have to be honest with your coach. So my coach, she hates when I say this. I said, this is the best therapy I've had.
right.
But you have to peel back those layers, and you got to be very vulnerable. As you mentioned, startup, middle, growth. Because a lot of times we think, oh, I should be the CEO. So you know, you're going to go here. And you have this coach, and really you need somebody over here that's going to help you in the startup phase, because those conversations are different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I said it because you could end up with a coach, or you can end up taking a program that you really weren't ready for. And which is why most people that do programs aren't successful, because you are ahead of where the level is. But I love the conversation we're having about mentoring, because mentoring can be that step, and really in all intents and purposes should be that step before coaching, right? Like, who are you talking to about your business to even vet your ideas? Don't go to your A-man corner. You didn't say those words. I said, like, the people, oh yeah, go ahead. No, you shouldn't. Yeah. Somebody that's going to be really, really honest with you. So I love, can books mentor you? Can things on YouTube mentor you? What are your thoughts on that?
They can. However, I think you need a person, because you can read, like, you know, I have a zillion degrees. Yeah, I can give you all the book knowledge, but you need a person there that's going to guide you and it's going to really, you need someone, and please, like as you say, get a mentor. Don't get your mom, dad, cousin, JoJo, Tay-Tay, them. Don't do that.
Right.
Find someone who has been successful in business. Hopefully it's in your industry, because all the industries are different. I have a very unique industry, and I've had mentors that have been in other industry, and I'm like, you don't understand my industry.
Right. That's
really
good.
Different. So get someone, you know, in your industry who has walked the walk and talked the talk. You can research them. If they have a book, read their book, because you want somebody who's going to give you, these were the mistakes that I made. You don't need to make those.
Right.
This is what I did. These are learned experiences. These are my shared experiences. Because if you don't have that, they're going to put you down the path and then you're going to get mad.
Right.
I had a mentor. It didn't work. I had a coach. It didn't work. I paid them all this money. It's on you, because you're the common denominator.
Right. That's good. We are talking to Dr. Paris Love about how to organize your startup. I want to talk a little bit more about mindset. Give the listeners a list. I don't know, make up something, 3 to 5 things that that you would say you really have to get in order. You've really already given us one, is that being all over the place, that shiny object syndrome, right? Is being all over the place. You really want to be mindful of that. What are some other things as far as mindset is concerned that we have to, that we have to be thinking about?
Right. So, you know, number one, you really want to get laser focused on the thing that really is going to bring you joy. It's
okay.
The thing that's going to get you up in the morning, but it's going to keep you up at night as well. And here's what's interesting. A lot of times when we start a business, what we have done is bought ourselves another job.
She just set somebody free right there.
Okay.
You have bought another job.
That's all you've done.
And it's more hours a day for less pay.
Yes. And so a lot of times we have had a 9-to-5, and then for whatever reason, we start a business. And we treat that business like it's a job. I'm going to be here Monday through Friday from 8-to-5. Baby, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Not if you want to be successful.
No, right. And then number two, stop looking left and right. We're comparing ourselves to somebody else. That's their journey.
That's good.
And as we say in the Christian world, what God has for you is for you.
That's it.
I can't say that enough. Because we still look at somebody and go, oh, well, they started. I've been in business 10 years. They started 2 weeks ago and they're making 6 figures. Why are you in their business?
Right.
Because you think they started 2 weeks ago. You didn't see their journey.
Right.
So please stop doing left and right. I understand that in business, you want to look at what your competition's doing, but don't go, oh, well, they're charging this amount. I should charge that. No, no. Like you got to stay, like you talked about earlier, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. And definitely, and see, this is where a mentor and coach is going to help you, because these are the people that you can go, well, let me have a really honest conversation with you. I'm starting to have that shiny object syndrome. I'm starting to look left and right. I'm feeling some kind of way. And they can bring you back to go, you know, let's center this. Let's really get focused on what you are here to provide.
Well, a good coach also is going to know that that's what you're doing, right? If there's too many irons in the fire, and we have to get centered. We have to get centered, you know, on the thing that's going to work. So other than mindset, so you got to make sure your mindset is right. You can't look left or right. You got to be laser focused, have the coach that you need at the appropriate time. Find out what your thing is. Like, well, I think I just said that. Find out what your thing is. It's going to keep you up at night. What else? If I'm starting a business, I'm thinking about starting a business, I got to make sure that I'm down to the skinny. I call it get skinny on, you know, what it is that I should be doing, right? Mm-hmm. What else if I'm starting? How do I get organized? How do I get organized with the stuff?
Right. So with the stuff, it's the start off from day one, getting your records in order, whether you're going to use like QuickBooks, a CRM, what system are you going to use? Because here's what's interesting. We, quote unquote, get busy and we forget to invoice people. We forget to have them sign a contract. And then we think about it at the last moment. Well, it's too late then. Or we misquote somebody. And like I tell with my, in organizing, I am the only organizer who would do this. Once I see it, I can tell you how long it's going to take me to do it. Mm. Other organizers don't do that because they go, well, I never know how, you know, the client's decision-making process, you know, how quick they can work, like all the things, right? I can look at it and tell how long it's going to take me. And the reason why other people don't do that, if they say, oh, it's going to take me 10 hours to do this, and it takes them 15, guess what? You're going to eat 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And being organized is you want to make sure that you have your process, your system down. Because if not, once you work with that customer or that client, you can't go back and go, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
Right. You know, Doc, you said two words that I think a lot of, if not most, a lot of gurus don't actually say. You said QuickBooks and you said CRM, customer response management or customer relationship management or however you want to say it. Because it's just about getting started. And there are, you know, you co-mingling funds, your business is not set up correctly with the paperwork, you know. And I find that to be just irresponsible, right? Because it's like, hurry up and get started, but you really have to get some things started. Because I promise you, you know how bookkeepers stay in business because of us. Because we didn't do it right from the beginning. Now we actually got to do taxes because we actually made a little bit of change. And now we got to beg our bookkeeper to go through and get it all figured out. Because, and like, look, I'll pay you extra. Just figure out what you go figure out and keep me out of jail, right? And so we do, but you said stuff. You talked about the records. You talked about what I like to call the non-sexy work, right? Mm-hmm. And so you believe that that's a solid place to start from day one with the non-sexy work, the mm-hmm. records, the bookkeeping, the CRM. And you're right. You forget to send people invoice. I have people now that owe me money probably about a year because it was like $10 a month or $5 a month. And I was like, oh, it's just, don't worry about it. But then mm-hmm. I realized, well, you got like six people doing that. You know how much money you could have, you know. So just go a little deeper as to why you like to tell new business owners to start there. And the second part of that, how do you start right there? Like, I'm saying like I'm a new person. I don't even know what to do. I don't need QuickBooks. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So help me.
So I'm going to give you two things. So if you are like scared of the numbers, you're afraid of the numbers. A lot of people are. They're like, I don't want to look at the numbers. And if QuickBooks is something that's like, I can't figure this out, it has gotten better. When I started 21 years ago, I said, we're not good friends because I can't figure this out.
Right.
You know what? Go simple, pen and paper. Get an Excel spreadsheet and write stuff down. And like you mentioned, you can't commingle funds. So you have a business account. These are business expenses. Don't be trying to rob Peter and PayPal. It's not going to work out.
Right.
So, and as you're starting out, I understand funds are limited, so you may not be able to afford an accountant. You know, if you have a friend that's doing bookkeeping and you have a service that they need, you know, maybe you all work together and create something like 5 hours a month. Can you do this for me? And I do this for you. Make sure it's a win-win.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then the CRM, the customer, what is it? Customer, I always forget. Records management that might records might
not be records relationship response it's all that the R has a lot of meanings, y'all. We just be throwing the letter R, but it's the same thing.
But you want to have something where you can look at your customer name, address, website, like all the information. When did you invoice them? How much are you charging them? Here's a story I want to share with you. I had a client, she's a good friend of mine. And I maintain her records, even though I said, all you got to do, she's like, okay, you come back. So every year I maintain her records. And then, you know, I archive them. She had a cleaning lady come. And the cleaning lady hadn't been there for like a couple of years. And the cleaning lady said, well, my records got lost. I can't remember how much I charged you last time. So I think I just charge you this. True story. My client go, wait a minute, because I got Dr. Paris Love, my organizer. She went to that file and pulled it out. She said, this is what you charged me. She said, the lady looked at her like, she said, would you like her information? She was like, mm-mm. But you don't want to be that.
Yeah, that's lady so good.
That says, I think I charge you this. I do this time. No.
That's not how you do business. That is so good because you have your stuff. And you know what? The people perish for a lack of knowledge. Like if you don't know, and it could be a ploy. You could be doing that anyway. You know what I'm saying? To just get a little bit of extra money. But we know the devil is a liar, right? Okay. I want to do this as I love this conversation. I want to kind of wind us down a little bit. Answer this. If I'm starting a business, I know I'm not organized when.
Ooh. When I walk into my office and I cringe.
She's not playing with y'all. The doc is not playing with y'all. All right, give me another one. I know I'm not organized when.
When I look at my bank account, it's a negative balance.
That's good. All right, go back up to the ones that are just thinking about the idea. I know I'm not organized when.
When I am overwhelmed and stressed out just by the thought of having a business.
Oh, that's good. How do I declutter my mind from there? What do I do? So I'm overwhelmed with thought because that happens no matter how long you've been in business. You could get that overwhelmed feeling. So how do you teach your clients to decrease their overwhelm when they get themselves to that place?
Mm-hmm. So one thing that you do when you think about something, or say you walk into an environment, whether it's your office, and you go, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed by all the stuff. That's because you're looking at the big picture.
Mm.
How do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. So I'm right-handed. So what I do is, because I'm right-handed, if I walk into something that's chaotic, I start on my left.
Mm.
And I do just a little bit at a time, one section, one box, one pile, just do it a little bit at a time, set a timer. I have a thing. Everyone says like, you're really time conscious. So I set a timer to see how fast I can get something done. Do it for 15, 30 minutes and say for the next 15, 30 minutes, I'm going to tackle this. And once you get started, that momentum goes and you're like, ooh, let me go to the next thing. Let me go to the next thing. But what happens is we look at it and it's like, oh, it's so overwhelming. And when we're overwhelmed, we do nothing.
So, Doc, this is way off topic. But I think you should be on Hoarders. Like, you should help people on that Hoarders program. Do you do that? Because you would be great.
I was on season 3, episode, I think it's 9. It's the last episode.
Shut the front door. Mm-hmm. You were actually on Hoarders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Doc, you gotta when we get off later on, send me that episode because I'm like, oh, I just made that up, but you were like, yeah, I was on that. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I did. Do you guys see? I told you I only have rock stars on here. Dr. Paris Love was on Hoarders. That is so awesome because it's organization. And like you said, what happens is I'll even come off of Hoarders. It's overwhelm when that begins to happen. You don't start off overwhelmed. It just becomes and you don't necessarily see it. It's like gaining a lot of weight. You don't see it happening. You just was.
But you know, but in overweight, you know that you shouldn't be eating the wrong things. What we tell ourselves is, let me go and have this cheeseburger just this one time, just this one day. Let me have the ice cream. It's just this one time. I deserve it. I'm not going to do it anymore. And then tomorrow, what you say? Okay,
same
just
thing.
One time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what happens is you look and go, I don't know how I gained 10 pounds. Oh, you know how you did it.
So what I hear you saying is the stories we end up telling ourselves or the stories we ignore. Right. Mm-hmm. Just this little bit, because I know I have been guilty of that. OK, I'm just going to do this, you know, and I'm very conscious of I lost 30 pounds and I want to keep it off. Right. And, you know, it'll fluctuate here, it usually fluctuates up. Then you're like, I got to get back in order. Right. I have a cheat day or a cheat meal, you know, once during the week. But it's that constant. It's like every organization is an everyday occurrence. Right. It's a nonstop. My son, Doc, is 26 now. And I'll say, you don't like adulting. He say, nope. Like, he don't even hesitate. No, I don't, right? It's because it's a constant thing you have to be on top of, or things can go awry really quickly. And I think that with organization and startup, is that really at the end of the day what the story is? Just be on top of things kind of so constantly.
Here's another tip for you. And I created this. I started doing this probably about 15 years ago. And I am adamant about it. You have to pick one day. That's your admin day. Whether it's going to be a Monday or a Friday. Mine is Monday. So my admin day is I don't take any clients on Monday. This is when I'm working, because you have to organize your books. You got to organize your life. That's when you do that.
Yeah.
If you have to follow up with clients, that's when you do that on that day. Because a lot of times we go, oh, I meant to call Dr. T. Oh, it's too early. Oh, it's too late. I'd do it tomorrow. And then 3 months later, you're like, oh, I forgot to call.
Right.
So your admin day is the day that you're doing that. That's not the day that you're taking a client. And here's what's interesting. When you tell people, I don't take clients on this day, I don't do this on this day, you have to stick with it.
Yeah.
The one time that you go, oh, okay, people don't treat us how we want to be treated.
That's so
they
good.
They treat us how we treat ourselves.
That's good.
And my clients, and you know, years ago when I first started my business, Wednesday, you know, we go to church on Wednesday. And so from 12 to 1, I went to Bible study and I was homeschooling my son.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's our day. So I had a client to go, can you come Wednesday? I just looked at him. He said, oh, I forget. That's when you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
That is right.
You know what? You're bringing this home for me with a conversation I was just having with a friend of mine, telling her we got to get back to a Sabbath, right? And, you know, I know when you're starting out a business, feeling like you have to be grinding is something important. And even if you could take a half a day, 6 hours, like you have to take some time to replenish even your thinking. And we literally were just having that conversation that you have to do that, because if not, you're never off. You're never off. That's where breakdowns come. That's where your body starts revolting on you. That's when you start getting headaches. That's when your metabolism slows. Like all these things begin to happen, overwhelm, because you are not taking time to replenish, or even admin work. Just like, stop. Nope. I got to have a day where I can get these sort of things done. And I appreciate you saying that, because you helped me think about restructuring some things a little differently, like just have a day of admin as opposed to trying to do admin all throughout the time, like, because those things can get overwhelmed. We are running out of time, Doc. And so I want to leave you with the last words. We're here. We're talking about getting organized. You're talking to these new folks that want to get started. What would be the last thing you would say to them?
You can do this. There will be days in your business where you're like, why did I do this? I can promise you that you have what it takes to have a business. You're not dumb. You're not stupid. You got this. Just take time to breathe. Look at why you started your business. That's important. Always look at your why. Why are you doing this? Because your why is going to continue to drive you, and it's going to give you that desire that you need to keep going.
I love that. And we have Dr. Paris Love, the way they can contact you. Her website is on the bottom. I know you guys can't see that if you're listening, is drparislove.com. It'll also be in the description. If you need some organization, you want to see some of the things that she's talking about, you want to hang out with her in Greece next time, because clearly she keeps going, right? That she wants to do, that you want to be able to partake in any of her service, just make sure you contact her. Again, it'll be in the description. Doc, it has been a pleasure as usual. We're going to have you back on, because I want to, I got a whole bunch of stuff I still need to talk about, because we just talking about the beginning. Now we down the street a little bit. We have to talk about that too. So I appreciate you for being on. I'm going to end in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for who you are and how you continue to bless us. I thank you for my sister, Dr. Love, coming on here to impart some knowledge with our audience about organizing and the nuggets that she was able to drop. Continue to bless her and keep her business, help it to continue to expand, God. And that, because I know that the number of people that she touches, God, we're continuing to, is continuing to spread. And God, I know you are glorified. Continue to bless those that are listening to this podcast, Father, so that we can kind of continue to grow, share the good news so that we can, God, be moving forward to changing the world for you. In his name, I pray. Amen. Doc, amen. Thank you again. You guys, we'll see you on next episode. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.